Venezuela, Juan Guaido announces probe into allies' corruption allegations. By BenQ on December 5, 2019. Venezuelan President Juan Guaido announced an investigation Tuesday into claims of corruption in his ranks. An unfortunate blow to his image given he has yet to actually wield political power. Guaido became president in January after the National Assembly used its constitutional powers to rule that dictator Nicolás Maduro had not won re-election legitimately. Maduro has refused to give up the presidential palace, however, and the military has refused to take orders from its rightful commander-in-chief, leaving Guaido powerless. Despite this, his team has managed to wade into allegations of ties to corrupt individuals. Guaido launched a committee this week to investigate claims that nine of his fellow opposition lawmakers had been lobbying for an individual linked to Alex Saab, a Colombian businessman sanctioned by the U.S. with close ties to the Maduro regime. It is planning to present its results in 2 weeks' time. The alleged lobbying was reported on over the weekend in an investigation by the Venezuelan news site Armando.info. Responding to the claims on Tuesday, Guaido pledged to eradicate any existing corruption around him. "We have ratified the measures to fight corruption and we are going to investigate any activity that has threatened the sacred interests of Venezuelans," he wrote. "We have risen immediately, as a sign that we do not tolerate any act of this nature." He later made sure to remind his followers of the mass corruption and theft of public and private assets by the country's Chavista regime. "In a radical difference with 20 years of corruption scandals of the dictatorship and $400 billion in property damage to the Venezuelan state, which never debated, discussed or found out, today we open a serious and transparent investigation for the country," he later followed up. "The political reality we have had in Venezuela for the last 10 months has finished," Caracas-based political analyst Dimitris Pantulis told Reuters. "It's the end of this era of harmony and unity." According to a recent survey by Caracas Pollster Data Analysis, Guaido's nationwide approval rating has fallen to 42%, having been as high as 60% soon after he was appointed interim president in February. United Socialist Party of Venezuela leader Diosdado Cabello, himself a U.S.-designated drug trafficker, celebrated Guaido's woes in a press conference on Monday. "This comes as no surprise, that they're accusing each other of corruption," he said. "Never before has the political opposition been in a worse state than today. We will investigate this deeply," he said at the time. "Every cent of public funds should be sacred, and that is something we have to learn as a society." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.